I am officially declaring a national emergency.
Unprecedented times call for unprecedented actions.
Starting tomorrow, NBA play is suspended.
NCAA has canceled the men's and women's basketball tournaments.
Welcome to Managing the Crisis, brought to you by Core Image Studio.
The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits has hit a record high.
There are fears that the Dow will drop and drop quickly.
The media giants are under pressure from a dramatic pullback in ad spending.
Now here's your host, the president of Barrett Sports Media, Jason Barrett.
Thanks for making the time to check out this podcast. I am Jason Barrett, and this is going to be a little different than what we normally produce at Barrett Sports Media. I'm not a heavily political person, nor am I the gatekeeper to the answers the media industry needs as it tries to manage the chaos and economic damage caused by the coronavirus. But I do have a platform, and I'm going to try to use it to the best of my abilities to help broadcasters across the nation who are trying their best to manage the moment while preparing for the comeback. Now, today's discussion will take place with MS Communications CEO Jeff Smullyan, and I have a number of other interesting conversations that are in the works as well. If you run a business and want to be considered for a future appearance on this podcast, email me at jbarrett@sportsradiopd.com. But since this is the first episode, I want to lead off with a few opening thoughts of my own. This past month has been brutal for our industry. We're seeing steep declines in advertising, content delivery and where we broadcast from has been altered, and a large number of jobs have been eliminated. This virus will be destroyed at some point, and normal life and business will return. But until we reach that point, how we navigate short-term and long-term situations are going to be critical to staying afloat. Last week, Nielsen released findings from a study of 1,000 adults 18+, which found that 83% of American adults are spending the same or more time with radio as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. It also found that more than 1 in 4, 27% to be exact, say they've looked for new ways to listen to their favorite radio station or personality because of the outbreak and its associated restrictions. Now that's the good news. The other side of the coin is that the advertising industry is getting slaughtered. Barron's released a report today that included results from a 400 ad buyer survey, which said that three-quarters of those surveyed expected the ad downturn to be worse than the financial crisis of 2008. Roughly 25% have already pulled all of their advertising through the second quarter. Another 46% are reducing their spending levels for the same period. Altogether, traditional media spending from March to June is expected to be off by 39%, and digital revenue is projected to be down by 33%. When you hear those numbers, it's hard to be optimistic if you're looking at the next few months in the media business. The positive is, of course, that 2021 will showcase a lot of growth for media industry folks, and this current situation is going to force many of us to rethink our existing models and hopefully fine-tune our approach to being less dependent in the future on advertising. I've mentioned before, the sports media business, which is what we focus on here at Barrett Sports Media, needs to be more active in producing dollars through merchandising, broadcast training, social platform content creation, and being receptive to a direct-to-consumer subscription business. Many expect revenues to continue moving towards podcasting and digital, and if radio's projections, which were already flat to down to begin with, now are going to include the additional pressure of having to make up significant revenue loss due to the coronavirus, it's going to be tough to see a path towards prosperity. I appreciated what Connoisseur Media CEO Jeff Warshaw told Inside Radio last week. If you didn't see the column, I encourage you to seek it out. He mentioned how media companies need to use this opportunity to reevaluate lowering spot breaks and placing a higher premium on the ads we do sell. I also love the story Dimitri Ravanos wrote on BarrettSportsMedia.com, which included feedback from Schnucks and the Bibb Agency in St. Louis, and why those two businesses are continuing to support local radio during this otherwise dark period. Anyone involved in media sales should be using that example with their existing clients, and it doesn't matter what market you're in. I also wrote a piece myself highlighting a local florist in New York and how she's using the power of local relationships to form new partnerships to try to help her business and others in her community avoid shutting their doors. Nobody in our business has a playbook for how to properly manage this crisis. We're all dealing with the unknown, searching for ways to survive a monumental collapse. One thing I do hope you'll take into account, especially if you work on the corporate side of the business, if members of your company have to be let go, show some empathy and understanding. Hundreds lost jobs last week. Many of those people had produced great results and revenue for organizations. If the economic impact of this disaster is going to require to have to trim salary, we understand. Just be decent enough to pick up the phone and call someone who's been important to your business. Doing that speaks volumes about your character. It also gives those impacted a feeling that you cared about them, and that'll lead to positive feedback from them in the future when they're talking to others who might consider going to work for you one day. If your mentality during this crisis, though, is to simply view people as numbers on a spreadsheet and all you're thinking about is how to trim your expenses, then don't be surprised when karma catches up to you down the road. Those are my thoughts. You're welcome to weigh in and share your feedback. I could be reached on email, jbarrett@sportsradiopd.com, or on Twitter @sportsradiopd. But I want to shift gears and turn my attention now to our first guest on the Managing the Crisis podcast. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Emmis Communications and an annual guest at our Barrett Sports Media Summit, Jeff Smullyan. Jeff, just 5 or 6 weeks ago, we were in New York celebrating the sports radio industry, talking about growth opportunities that exist in the media business. And now here we are in early April, operating from home, working in empty offices, trying to adjust to what Governor Cuomo has dubbed the new normal. Let's start by looking at this from your business standpoint. How has this virus impacted the day-to-day operations inside your company?
We basically, obviously, like everybody else, has sent everybody to remote workplaces. We are operating, you know, as well as possible. But this is a reality that's just, the new normal. And we're fortunate that all of our people are up and running, our stations are on the air, our other businesses are operating to whatever level they can. But that's, you know, that is a fraction of what we've been. The radio business has certainly suffered. I think the people are saying the business is off about 60%, which is what we're seeing. It's a different world, and we just have to keep our heads down and get through it, Jason.
You mentioned how you've got a lot of folks working remotely. When did you guys begin to realize this was going to be a bigger deal and major adjustments were needed?
We realized that around the middle of March, probably a little by the 10th or 12th of March. And we made plans probably a week before that, because I think a week before that we said this is going to get pretty bad. So I think we were ready to start this, I think, the 10th or 12th of March, and that's when we did it.
You mentioned how business, you know, is down about 60%. I saw the Barron's report this morning that said advertising is getting crushed.
Right.
Last week, Jack Myers put out a report which at least gave us some hope that the next 5 years advertising could be up. I mean, what do you tell, Jeff, a local or national business right now who's on the fence about whether or not to continue? They don't know if this is going to last a month or 6 months. How would you go about trying to advise, anyone who's doing business with, whether it's your station or any radio or TV station, about why they should continue right now?
Well, obviously, in the history, when you have downturns, brands have made had great strides if they've kept their message out there. Clearly, people are listening and watching TV, because there are not a lot of things to do. So the audience is there. It's just a question. Listen, you can tell a retailer to advertise all day long, and if their stores are closed, they're not going to do it.
Correct.
On the other hand, a lot of brands are, you know, doing a lot of business, and the message is this is when you can gain market share, when you're advertising and nobody else is.
Well, you know, it's interesting also. I mean, we can look at it from the ad side and you go, yeah, of course, without their business, we have no business.
Right.
On the other hand, if they retain our business, we also have to keep our talent, our sellers, our managers in place, because when this thing does turn, we need them to lead the efforts forward. If you're a salesperson right now, Jeff, and they're taking calls every day being told, hey, we're going to have to pull our business, I don't care who you are, you're human. You're going to be affected by that. You're going to be concerned about your future. If you're a talent, especially in sports, you're going to, You know, you still have 15 to 20 hours a week you got to put on the air, and there is no sports world to talk about. So, I mean, what would be your message for the salesperson who's struggling right now, the on-air talent who's trying to remain confident despite not having a lot of reason to be optimistic right now?
Well, I think the thing that's most important is to recognize we're going to get through this. Let's all stay together. Our message for all the employees of Emmis is we'll be there for you. We're fortunate. We have the wherewithal to keep paying everybody and not furloughing people. We're kind of unique. I told our people when this started the last time this happened, we had $1 billion of debt. Today we have money in the bank, so we're very fortunate. And we can do the things that we always want to do, which is take care of our people and get through it. The thing you learn is that you will get through it. You just have to, you know, keep your head down and realize that nobody can tell you, you know, Jason, when this is going to end. You know, I've seen optimistic scenarios that we'll have, you know, 50,000, 60,000 people in a stadium in 4 months watching the NFL. I'm not sure I believe that, but I do know that at some point this will end and our lives will get back to some degree of normalcy.
You talked about having a unique advantage there, Jeff, with Emmis having money in the bank, not being in debt. Obviously, a lot of the radio business, though, is not in that position right now. You just saw all the layoffs that took place last week. So some of that confidence and optimism from salespeople and talent who work in other companies is going to be a little shaken when you open up the trades and every day there's a new company laying off 20, 30 people. You've been through it before yourself in the past, and layoffs are just part of life, unfortunately, especially when you're talking about some of the declines we're seeing in advertising. I mean, when you see some of those you know, news stories last week, how confident are you that we're not seeing another wave of that going forward?
Well, you can never know because you just don't know how much time people have to get through this, and you don't know how much federal aid there will really be. So it's really hard to speak with great certainty about this, Jason, because you just don't know.
I want to talk to you about that federal aid because the White House and Senate struck the bipartisan $2 trillion stimulus deal. It's expected to provide some relief to broadcasting companies, especially those with less than 500 employees. How does that exactly help you guys from that standpoint?
Well, if it happens, it helps us a lot because we will be given a loan to meet our payroll. We've already prepared to meet our payroll, but obviously it's an incentive for us to keep doing that, and the loan is forgiven. So it would be great because it will help, you know, help make up for some of the losses that we're going to endure through this time.
What about if you were losing 60% of a business? You got to make choices. You either reduce expense or you bleed and eventually don't have a business.
Right.
If you were running a larger group right now that had over 500 employees and that bailout essentially isn't providing the same level of relief, what do you do in that situation?
Having gone through it once, we did do the furloughs. We did do pay cuts. It was very painful. You know, the most important thing you can do, Jason, is in a thing like this, you got to survive. Like I said, this time we're fortunate. I don't have the problems that some of my peers have because we have the wherewithal. Having lived through it once before, you just say, whatever it takes to get through it, we're going to get through it. And we were fortunate enough to get through it. I knew peers who didn't the last time. I'm sure peers will, some will not get through it this time. But the most important thing you can do is step back and say, how do we do enough to survive this and get through it all?
You've always been a straight shooter. When you look at some of these situations and you see how many reductions are taking place, and we don't know the timetable for this thing to turn, do you sense that there's any, I'm sure there's got to be some, but I try to be more of a optimist in this conversation. But do you think there are situations out there, Jeff, where companies will use this situation to reduce staff lower than where they need to go?
That's hard to say. I mean, it depends on your view of the industry. We're big believers that you have to have a local footprint, that you've got to be involved in your communities. And listen, we could all be more efficient, but there comes a time, you know, the old saying, are you cutting fat or are you cutting muscle? And when you cut muscle, it leaves lasting damages. It's hard for me to comment on anybody else's business. I have enough trouble managing my own. It just depends.
You talked about you don't see the future where football stadiums will be filled as quickly as some others expect. I mean, how does that affect you when you're looking at your 2020 projections and when you can expect things to start to be somewhat normal? Do you almost look at the rest of this year as a loss? Do you go, hey, this is a second and third quarter loss? Or how do you approach this from a business standpoint?
I think we've just looked at it and said, what do we need to get through? How long? We're fortunate we can survive a long, long time. I do believe business will come back. I think it's going to be a little longer than people think. I think it really depends on how the government tests and does the antibody studies afterwards. Because if you look at countries that have been successful, number one, the countries that have been successful tested their population far faster than we did. If you compare us to Taiwan or South Korea, we sort of squandered 6 or 7 weeks where we didn't test, and that's why we are where we are. As the curve comes down, if you can test a lot of people, and if you can test the blood of a lot of people, then you know two things. Number one, who has the virus now and who's had it? Because if you've had it, theoretically, you're immune and you can go back in society. Both of those things need to happen to really get the country back to full speed. You're going to have this for a long time, but we can manage it if we can control outbreaks. But I think in that time, it's hard to imagine that with it out there that we're going to allow a lot of people to congregate, whether it's, you know, 20,000 for a political convention or 60,000 for a football game. I think it's going to require a level of sophistication and testing that I'm not sure we're going to be up to in the next 6 months.
Let's talk about it from a performance standpoint right now, Jeff. I mean, if advertising is down and you know that people are not in cars the way that they typically are, we could talk about them listening on smart speakers and streaming, and that is true. But on the other hand, if you're a sports station or you're a music station and people are more glued to news talk right now because they want to know how soon they can get back to work, how to pay a mortgage, if the numbers aren't there, we typically, when people aren't performing, we get pissed off. We want better performance. So what do you tell your market managers or your program directors right now who are competitive, trying to produce the numbers for you that you need to be successful, yet they're not able to do that based on where they are in this time and age?
Well, I think you've got to have everybody do the best they can, recognizing the limitations. I mean, to go out and say to your sales manager, look, I don't care what the reality is, I want you to meet last year's budget, is insanity. So you've got to be realistic. You've got to tell everybody, give them the tools to do the things they can and perform as well as they can.
I joked with someone last week. I said, here's the good news. You're going to have a hell of a 2021 story to tell next year. So if you're looking for a glimmer of hope, there it is. But we're in a time and age where if a store is closing, they can't buy advertising. Like I just read this morning, Fox Sports is letting their advertisers get out of their deals. And, you know, what are you going to do if there's no winter sports and they can't put dollars on the books? That salesperson's going to lose some commission. The company's not going to make the same amount of money. And obviously, when you're looking at that from a Wall Street perspective, the stockholder wants to see that there's a company growing. You know, obviously, the executive wants to show that as well. So, I mean, from that standpoint, when you look at it from a big picture standpoint and you see some of these stocks starting to go down because of that, is it really just as much, Jeff, about have a long-term view if you're investing in radio?
Yeah, you have to. What you have to do in times like this is you just have to get through. That's all you can do. You're certainly not going to have a situation where anybody thinks that it's going to be business as usual. So I think the goal is simply just to get through it. That's all you can do.
When you have to make those tough calls, you know, and you've got to Let's say advertising declines, it's 60, and it now all of a sudden it's 80 or 90. You start looking and you go, man, we had this nice pool of cash that was helping us, but that pool of cash now looks like, you know, it's only got a few shekels left. when you're unfortunately forced to have to make tough calls. Where do you start in that process?
I think you have to start at the very top of an organization. You have to, you know, I've always said the secret to managing is you can't ask people to go through walls for you if you don't go through walls for them. And that means the cuts have to start with the senior people, and I think most of my peers have done that. And I think we've always done that. I joke, in 2008, I think I reduced my salary to $1 a year, and I had a lot of friends said, you know, I think you're overpaid at $1 a year.
They've got to come from somewhere. You start there, but even then, like, you know, I had this conversation last week, and we're talking about it, and I try to look at it through the prism of, hey, if I was in that building, what would I do? Nielsen probably don't want to hear this, but what good are numbers to sell if you can't sell them? If right. advertising's down 80%, do I want to pay that expense right now? I would hope that they understand I'll come back, but I'm going to have to take a break for a little bit. I can't use the information to generate business.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jason. I think a lot of it is, whether it's with your advertiser or cancels or your relationship with Nielsen, these are long-term relationships. You got to get everybody through them as best as you can and recognize that you know, everybody's going to have to give and work together.
I'll end with this, Jeff. Just talking about your expectations for things getting back to normal. What's your gut tell you about when you see us getting back to a business that can go back into the building, business start to return to the books, and just society in general getting back to some sense of normalcy?
I think in the fall you'll start to see normalcy, Jason. I think that the spring, obviously, the second quarter is, you know, it's already gone. You know, you're in April. I think hopefully you'll see some light in the third quarter. And then I think things will move along in the fourth quarter and get back to some sense of normalcy.
If it doesn't go that route, where are we as an industry, Jeff?
Well, you know, listen, there's still going to be thousands of radio stations. The capital structures may change. It just depends on how long people can survive and, you know, what the banks will do, what the government will do. You know, the government has said, look, we want to try to ease as much of this as possible. Whether they can do it or not, you know, it's just unknown. Right now, it appears there's a massive effort on the part of the government to try to get everybody through this.
In the meantime, I hope you stay safe and business remains as good as it can possibly be given the circumstances we're all dealing with right now.
Jason, I think that's right. And my advice is, guys, everybody stay as calm as you can and keep your head down, and this will end.
Good words, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.